Welcome to Everything Scary. My name is Lynn, and I'm here with my co-host, local celebrity. sorry, international celebrity.
Thank you.
Matt McLean.
Hello, hello.
Every Tuesday, we release a new episode, mostly true crime, but we've also been known to cover a pandemic, a haunting, a super mad, super strong chimpanzee. We'll cover anything and everything scary. Please rate us 5 stars and join us on Instagram at Everything Scary Pod. Here we go.
Hello and welcome, everybody.
It's beautiful.
Want to know something scary? Good, because we're going to tell you about it. True crime.
Okay,
how's it going? What's up, girl? Good. Lovely.
OJ Simpson's dead, eh?
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
I think we discussed it in one of our other episodes.
Yeah, fuck it.
We're doing a bunch today, so you guys just got to bear with us.
That's right. Hello to all of our new listeners.
Hey,
found us through the OJ Simpson episode.
Hey, OJ lovers.
Yeah.
Hey,
OJ lovers.
Okay, so I want to start off. I'm going to read a review from one of our dear listeners.
Okay.
Christopher.
Oh, shit.
So for those longtime listeners, this is the brilliant mind that has also brought to us the art of the fart.
Yes, mother of God.
But what's fun about this time is that I have not read it before.
Oh, you didn't pre-read his?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
This is terrific.
So we're just going to enjoy this journey together.
In all of his glory.
Yes. So here it is, guys. So it's called...
It's got a title. It's just a review.
Yeah, no, he has a title.
I love it.
It's 5 stars, so fucking keep
jackpot.
Him coming. The Canadian tuxedo and the effect it had on the outcome of WrestleMania IV. Is that 4?
Yes. Is it 4 IV? Yes.
As I sit here in the Louisville International Airport for my trip to God's Toilet, El Paso, Texas, on the 10-year anniversary of the passing of the Ultimate Warrior and noticing how it coincides with the cosmic phenomenon of the solar eclipse, there's a tub of guts near me talking about the trials and tribulations of their life, and all I want to do is administer the tombstone pile drive. Yet it causes me to reflect back on when I knew that this podcast was my audio soulmate in 2021.
Jesus.
After I finished cataloging all the dossiers on the 55 of my... Can you read it?
All right. Let's see here.
These words don't even make sense to me.
I just want to issue a small correction. I believe he might be referring to WrestleMania 6, which is VI.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
All right.
Christopher.
Tombstone Pile Driver. Yet it causes me to reflect back on when I knew this podcast was my audio soulmate. Okay, in 2021, after I finished cataloging all the dossiers on all 55 of my aliases by height and date of birth, I was listening to this podcast and heard the star of Stage Screen Radio and the old school pickup line, Lim Umbop Shank, talking about a murder where someone was unalived. There was blood, law enforcement was involved, and someone paid for their crimes. It was right then that my life wasn't as dim as I thought when Friends ended. Big Ross guy.
Big Ross guy.
I knew it was my day, my month, and even my year. Just when I realized it couldn't get any better, Matt McLean regaled us with the time he attended the Royal Rumble and walked hand in hand on his clams on the beach with Avril Lavigne as they both sang acoustical versions of the new electrical songs that she never recorded.
What the fuck? Chris, are you okay?
Oh my God, he's more than okay. This guy's a national treasure. It was right then and there I appointed myself as the head shankaholic. That could have gone. And McLaniac. That's pretty
funny. I do like
that's
that.
That's pretty
like
funny. The American chapter of the Everything Scary podcast. It was a step up from when, in the 90s, I was the sergeant at arms in Central Texas chapter of the Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen fan club. Till I was relieved of my duties after calling in a bomb threat to a bar.
What is wrong?
This was one of their movies. Oh, I hope this review helps those that are undecided about this pod. I hope that somebody's undecided and then this review puts them over the edge.
This Mary Kate and Ashley pervert really seems to like them.
Oh, my God. Chris. Oh, I love this. Words of wisdom. Just remember, the truth hurts. Not as much as jumping on a bike without a seat, but still hurts. I'm Christopher Hewitt. My beard and I approve this message. My God.
He always says, my beard and I are so excited to hear this episode.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Shout out WrestleMania 6. I almost bought a $70 WrestleMania 6 hat.
I'm really worried about both of you, if I'm being completely honest.
I did not buy it, but I definitely do want it.
Okay, well, just send me your list for Christmas. So, the case that I'm going to be telling you today comes at the request of our dear co-host, Matt McLean.
Yes. Can we, well, yeah, stop. You got to put your diaper on.
Oh.
Okay. I got mine on. Hey, look at me. I'm shitting. Hey, look at me. Look at me.
I can't.
I'm shitting.
I don't want to do it.
I'm shitting as I do.
So, you know, while you may have wanted to hear this story solely based on the fact that it has to do with a female astronaut that drove cross country while wearing a diaper.
Yes.
That's the only reason you wanted to
hear
it.
The only reason.
But I might ruin that for you with.
Oh,
sorry.
There's more.
Well, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but it's kind of like a women have a lot of shit on their plate kind of thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
But, you know, I'll do my best to talk as much about the diaper stuff as humanly possible. Colleen Shipman was a young, pretty Air Force captain.
What was her last name?
This is not the shitter. Oh. Shipman.
I'm like,
you got to be shitting
that
me.
That is amazing. You got to be shitting me. Say you're freshman to me. Bang on.
Thank you.
It is bang on.
Thank you so much.
You gotta be shitting me. It's phenomenal.
Thank you. So Colleen Shipman was a young, pretty Air Force captain. She had recently started dating a handsome astronaut.
Mm.
And what this case has taught me about myself is that I don't know how to spell astronaut. And also it's not something I'm willing to work on.
Can I try to spell it?
Red lines under everything.
A-S-T-R-O-N-A-U-T? No. And oh, there's an O in there. Is there two O's?
Yeah, it's astronaut. I'll tell you how I spelled it, which is wrong.
No way. Is it?
I have it spelled A-S-T-R-O-N-A-U-G-H-T.
Oh, wow. That's like astronaut. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what it is.
Yeah.
A-S-T-R-O-N-A-U-T.
Jackpot.
That's not what you fucking said. You said, is there two O's in it?
No, that's what I said at first. And you looked at me and I was like, oh, I must be wrong.
How would I know? I said I don't want to
I don't know. Astronaut.
So, she had recently started dating this astronaut, who was also a writer, and his name was William Opheline. But she called him Billy O.
Oh.
The two had been together for 3 months, and things seemed to be going great. Billy had even given Colleen a shovel necklace for her to wear, and she did so proudly.
A shovel necklace?
Yes, it was a shovel. He likes two shovels. It was shuttle.
Oh, that makes... More sense, but still not a lot of sense. Like, that's not a lovely jewelry.
He's an astronaut. Shuttle, like an spaceship. Yeah, you just
get it from the gift shop. You just give it like a moon rock or something. William.
Oh, Billy-o. For grace sake. So, on February 5th of 2017, Colleen had just returned from a romantic 3 days with Billy.
Mm.
Because, you know, the only downfall to this relationship, everything else was spectacular.
Jackpot.
Colleen lived in Orlando, Florida, and Billy lived in Houston, Texas.
Mm. Houston, we have a problem.
Yes.
Wait, Colleen was in Orlando?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Colleen's flight had gotten to the Orlando International Airport at around 1 a.m., and she... You know, she sat and she waited for her baggage. She watched as everyone else collected their things until there was nothing left.
Mm.
And then she went to the baggage office and they informed her that her baggage had not made it onto the flight.
Oh.
But it would be on the next flight and it was only a couple hours.
She's like, they're like, what's in the luggage? I have 9 packs of diapers.
This is not her.
I know, I know. I just, so, I'm so chomping at the bit for so, diaper content.
I'm going to get you a diaper. So imagine just, like, you could be at the hot dog stand just...
just shitting and pissing? It'd be so uncomfortable.
Right? I think that's what diapers are supposed to be, like, comfortable, right?
Like, yeah, but, like, just the act, like, that's so probably, like, even, like, peeing in, like, the pool or like, a lake or something with people. I said lake real quick because I definitely don't want people to think I pool in all their, pee in all their pools.
You pool in all their pees. I hate that. I hate when people do that to me. So, you know, it would be a couple hours. So Colleen decided that she would just wait. And as she did, she noticed a very strange-looking woman who appeared to be watching her.
A little poofy around the waist. Poofier than usual.
Here we go, guys. If you guys have a drink, grab it. You're going to need it. The diaper stuff is... he can't even hold his pen. So...
it's almost like when you tuck a hoodie into your...
you know what? I have allotted a period of time at the end of this episode for you to just for you to go wild. I really did write it in the script.
Oh, shit. Amazing. So,
you know, there was a strange-looking woman who appeared to be watching her. You're good? You're not going to say
I'm good. No, we're good. Good.
Perfect. We're good. So, being that it was the middle of the night and this woman was wearing sunglasses inside, it was weird enough, but she also appeared to be wearing a cheap wig and a trench coat. Mm. Lisa did her best to convince herself that she was just tired and she was overthinking it. But then after receiving her things, the woman then boarded the same shuttle as Colleen. And even stranger was that she got off at the exact same stop.
Yeah, that's like disguises in an airport is big red flag.
Sunglasses at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So Colleen was pretty weirded out at this point, but she got off the shuttle in a hurry. Only to hear the strange woman's footsteps behind her. Mm. So Colleen picked up the pace a bit, and the footsteps behind her also quickened. Colleen broke into a little jog, and wouldn't you know it, so did the trench coat clad woman. Colleen made it to her silver Saturn SL2, and not a moment too soon. Just a side note, isn't it funny that the story is about astronauts and she has a Saturn?
100%. William, guess where I drive. Ask me, William. Ask me. Guess. Ford Focus. What am I, a loser? See the previous podcast for that hilarious joke to come full circle.
Oh my God. So Colleen jumped into her car and locked it quickly. And the strange woman began pulling at her door handle, trying to get into her car. Mm. The woman then seemed to calm a bit when she realized she wasn't getting in the car, almost as if she was kind of reevaluating her approach. She then began talking loudly through the closed window so that Colleen could hear her. She said that her boyfriend had not shown up, probably because of all the pee in her pants.
Oh, you know, you're so immature.
I couldn't help it.
And my boyfriend, who's got a great sense of smell, has been avoiding me.
There's so much pee here.
There's just so much urine. It's just everywhere.
Oh my God. Okay. So I'm telling you, potty humor is where I don't have any.
Wow,
like.
Wow, look at you. Your eyes are watering. You're like crying. You're a mother. You have a family. Okay. You're a professional.
I'm going to need you to stop. I'm trying to do this.
Listen, I've allocated a couple of minutes at the end of the pod if you need to go hog wild, okay?
Okay. She said, oh boy, how am I going to do this? Okay. She said that her boyfriend had not shown up to get her from the airport and she needed a ride. I would just like to say that we're going to come to find out that this woman is a very intelligent and well-educated individual, and she must have been desperate to just, you know, try to change her approach that quickly. Mm-hmm. So she asked nicely after everything that had just transpired. But of course, Colleen said no, and she could not help her. So the strange woman then asked if she could use her cell phone to call someone to come and get her. Colleen apologized and told her that her phone had died and it would be no good to her.
Good call.
This woman then started to cry, which I think at this point is where Colleen and I kind of differ. Like, it's certainly not the fact that she is an Air Force captain.
I'm like, how have you not started this Saturn yet? And how are you not driving?
Because this woman started to cry, and so Colleen opened her window.
Oh, no.
And as soon as there was enough space, the woman reached her hand into Colleen's window and sprayed her in the face with pepper spray.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. So luckily, Colleen was able to drive away and get to the airport security. She then informed them of what had just happened, and the police were called. And it was said that the officers did not take very long to arrive. And when they did, they found the strange woman discarding her disguise in the airport trash can.
Weird.
Again, this is not a dumb woman.
Right.
Why did she not just get the hell out of there and then get rid of her costume elsewhere?
Or not even plan an escape, like taking a shuttle or anything. Like, it just seems so one.
But also, it's like, it was just pepper spray. So I don't think people are going to be like DNA sampling her wig.
Yeah,
like,
just
fucking get out of there.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, I'll never be able to figure that out. But they did find her and they took her into custody. And then they had Colleen come in so they could ask her a few questions. Colleen said that when she sat down at the police station, she saw a military ID on the desk. And she thought to herself, did I give them my military ID? No. So she figured, well, this person must be military. And Colleen remembered thinking to herself, like, she's going to be in a whole lot of shit.
Mm.
The officers then asked her if she was an astronaut. Again, spelled N-A-U-G-H-T. And she remembered that she was wearing her shuttle necklace that Billy had given her. And she explained that her boyfriend...
I drive a Saturn. Are you an astronaut? Oh, because of my car? No. No, it's because of your necklace. Oh, no, no, no.
So they then asked her if she knew the name Lisa Nowak. She wasn't 100% sure, but she thought that was the name of Billy's bike riding buddy.
Oh.
She had heard of her because Lisa's purple bike was stored at Billy's house. And one time, when they were being intimate, he accidentally called her Lisa.
Whoa. Wait, who was being intimate?
Colleen and Billy.
Billy, okay.
So, retro.
Wow. Wait, so, was he and Lisa?
He and Lisa had had a fling.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, they had had a fling. It was over now. But, you know, she thought that's who the name was, but she wasn't sure. So, she called Billy in the middle of the night. She woke him up, and he confirmed that his bike riding buddy was, in fact, Lisa Noah.
Whoa.
And then, the first thought that entered Colleen's mind was, that bitch stole Lisa's ID card.
Oh, my God.
Because she's an astronaut, right? Yeah. Like, they're incredible.
I know. That's what that's what made me so interested in the story when it happened is like, wait, what?
I know. Like,
what?
I constantly am wearing diapers and people don't care at all.
Yeah.
They're just like, that's fine.
It's like, that's classic.
Are you an astronaut? Lynn. No.
No, I'm lazy.
Carry on.
I'm very lazy and I'm really into my programs.
So she even had the thought that maybe this was some sort of an astronaut, you know, initiation.
Nice.
It's like a smartest. Club. We're like, you have to like try to scare someone. So like, you know the way our astronauts are. They're super funny like that.
Anything they just anybody do the craziest knows about thing. Astronauts. Pranksters. The one thing you know, when I say astronaut, what do you think? Prankster.
All right. Instantly.
Right?
We said it at the same time. So that's kind of what that was the conclusion that Colleen drew up.
Yeah.
But the officers informed Colleen that the person who had accosted her was, in fact, Lisa. Colleen thought that this was impossible because Lisa lived in Houston. Why would she drive all the way to Orlando? How would she drive all the way to Orlando?
There's no way she'd make it, especially with bathroom breaks alone. The math just isn't adding up, so it's impossible, officer.
So when they explained to her what had been found in Lisa's car, though, things started to become a little bit more clear.
Hmm.
Unlike Lisa's undercarriage.
This is now a blur.
So, in Lisa's BMW, they found plastic trash bags, rubber gloves, rubber tubing, an airsoft gun, a steel mallet, a 4-inch folding knife, some bondage pictures, and a love letter to Billy. When officers did the search, they asked her why she had the adult-sized soiled diapers in her car. Mm. Two of them.
Oh, God. They don't have like an adult diaper genie? You can't get one of those for your car? Like, just litter. Listen, just fucking litter. You know what? You're not supposed never, to, but just litter.
I will never suggest to someone that they should litter. Well, maybe in this case, you should just litter.
If you're shitting your pants, you could litter. Take the ticket. Like, all right, who's going to check the car? I get one of the rookies to do it. Oof.
So when they asked her, and the wording here is kind of what grosses me out too. They asked her what the diapers were for. Mm. And she told them it was to collect her urine.
Yes.
Because she didn't want to make any
Yes, stuff. You dumb cop. You stupid idiot. What do you think they're for?
So now one thing that I don't know if it'll make it any better or, you know, just the same. It's not going to make it worse. It will not make it worse. Astronauts have special astronaut diapers.
Yes.
I guess at some points in their trip, they're not able to use the washroom because of, I don't know, fucking gravity or whatever. But they have to wear diapers so that they can just carry on.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's got that, not powder, but it's like a gelatin powder. And then once water hits it, it congeals.
How do you know that?
I think it was like a diaper commercial. Oh, maybe it was like a
diaper commercial for astronaut diapers.
No. Yeah, you're right. Well, I think that's diaper technology. I don't know. I really have no clue. I got confused because what I was going to tell you? It's the commercial where they pour the blue liquid over the.
That's Depend.
Yes.
Do you know that? I've never discussed adult diapers with anyone in my entire life as much as I've talked about them with you.
So you just keep all of your adult diaper thoughts to yourself? That's not healthy. Why? You gotta get a. Let that out, girl. Come on. Put a diaper on. Shit yourself. You haven't lived. You call that living?
I have to get through this. You keep all your adult diaper thoughts to yourself.
Wow. It's so sad.
Okay. Can you please behave?
Me?
So, and as it turned out, Lisa had made some very suspicious Google searches as well.
Love it.
She wanted to know about dismembering bodies.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, there was some not great stuff there, but let me tell you a bit about Lisa before we go into
this. Yeah, a little bio?
Yeah. Okay. So, in high school, she was valedictorian of her class. Mm. In 1985, she attended the U.S. Naval Academy and graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Aeronautical Engineering.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh.
She then joined the U.S. Navy. In April of 1996, she was accepted into the astronaut program at the age of 33. So, naturally, she had to pass a psych evaluation. She controlled the mechanical space arm on the shuttle Discovery, like Howard Wolowitz from The Big Bang Theory.
Yep, that's a Canadian tool, the arm.
Did you ever see the episode where he got it clamped onto his?
No. I'm only watching Big Bang in reruns every so often. I never watched it on first run.
That's weird.
Sorry.
So she met her future husband at the Naval Academy, and they attended flight school together. In 1992, they had a son together, and in 2000, they had twin girls. And then in 2001... 9/11 happened, and her husband was in the Navy, so he was gone for a long stretch of time.
Hmm.
Well, she had... Okay, so she's an astronaut.
Yeah.
Has twin girls, a 9-year-old boy at home.
Aeronautical engineer.
She was also a personal casualty assistance officer, which meant if any astronauts or soldiers were killed while working, Lisa would be the one to tell and comfort the families.
Oh, my God.
And in 2003... when the space shuttle in Columbia disintegrated,
mm-hmm.
as it re-entered the atmosphere over Texas, she lost three really close friends and was responsible for making sure all of their families were okay.
Jeez.
In 1998, one Bill Ofeline was accepted into the astronaut program, and he and Lisa struck up a friendship.
Oh.
Even though they were both married at the time, Bill would give Lisa a burner phone, and where the two could freely carry on. 1998, like, can you imagine that burner phone? You're like, honey, are you carrying around a brick in your pocket?
Yeah, I know. Like, why do you have an $800 burner phone?
Wow, you've really gained some weight. What's going on in your pants? So, you know, they could carry on freely. And he would also give her a spare key to his apartment.
Oh, what's that for? SEX stuff?
Yes. Whoa. Honeymoon stuff.
Ooh, post or pre-diaper? During? No, you wouldn't. Yeah, you probably could.
Why not?
Right?
A little.
Yeah.
And soon, ooh, I just visualized that.
Yeah, just two people puffy diapers going at it. Oh, just get out of here.
Oh, Lord. So, soon after their affair began, Bill's wife and the mother to his two children, her name was Michaela, which I love that name, mm-hmm. She saw emails that the two had been sending back and forth. Like, you have a fucking 4,800-pound phone. Why are you not making use right? of this?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can't really text or anything. Who knows? And that was the final straw for her. She said that the affair was not the reason for the divorce. Things had fallen apart well before Lisa was ever in the picture, but Bill and Michaela soon divorced, and Bill was fine with that happening because as far as he was concerned, he and Lisa had something, and now they could just be open with their relationship. And
turn that burner phone into a regular phone.
Ayo. But Lisa had other plans. She didn't want to be the subject of a messy divorce. You know, look good on her. She was an astronaut, a lady astronaut.
True.
It's not a good look. So far, her record was exemplary. So the two of them carried on with their secretive affair. But then Bill met Colleen during a training exercise at Kennedy Space Center, and they hit it off. Initially, Bill just started ignoring Lisa's calls and emails. Ghosting, I think, is the current way of saying that. But she was persistent, and eventually he had to come clean to her and let her know that he had met somebody else and that he felt that it would be best if they didn't speak anymore. On July 4th of 2006, Lisa would go into space on a mission as a flight engineer. It was said that there was two female astronauts on board and that NASA did not make space uniforms small enough for the women, so they were unable to take part in the spacewalks.
This is in 2006?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And is that not like half the reason you're fucking going there?
There was a woman killed in the 90s. She was a teacher astronaut.
Yeah, but did she go out onto the...
No, but why don't they have gear for... Well, I mean, shit, it's all run by dudes. That's what happens.
But that's what I'm saying. She couldn't go out and do the little, like, frolicking around thing.
Yeah, there's no frolic. There's no walking anymore. It's just they just do repairs on the ISS. There you go. Yeah, like floating. Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, I thought that was a bit of a bummer because I was like, if I was in space, I would want to go out and be in space.
Like, yeah, you don't want to be one of the control room guys. It's like, yeah, just bring it down in the CO2 levels here. 3, 4, 10, 9, over.
Yeah, it sucks.
F that.
I think that would be devastating, but what do I know? So when she returned, there was a period of time where she was a hero. You know, like everyone knew who she was. Mm-hmm. But then right after the hype died down, she would just kind of return to her regular life and like her marriage that sucked. And, you know, she saw her marriage more of like as a functional thing than she did as one of romance. And those who knew Lisa well said that she kind of snapped. Like she kind of lost herself at this point. You know, she had put so much pressure on herself for so long. And now what? Like,
yeah, what's your identity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's even a book that's called The Right Stuff, and it's about, they made it into a movie as well, and it's about like the emotional and mental stresses of astronauts and what they go through. Did you know that? I feel like you nodded like you're like, yeah, I have that book.
I know the movie.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. And I know that.
And Tom Hanks is in it.
I don't believe he is. And I don't believe
it Liv Tyler?
I think that's way, way before.
Don't want to close my eyes. So, one day, Lisa was using the spare key to get into her ex-boyfriend's house, which...
Oh, super creepy.
Probably get those back.
Mm.
And she took it upon herself to go through his emails.
Nice.
And she came across a bunch of emails from Colleen.
Oh.
And boy, were these racy.
Oh.
She would often call him handsome.
Oh.
And at one point, she said she couldn't wait to love on him.
What?
Stop it, Colleen.
Oh, my God.
Sexy little raven
loving
you.
Loving on him?
Yeah, like right on top.
Oh. Hello there.
So, pretty wild stuff. But, however, you know, however sexy these were, they didn't sit right with Lisa. It was then and there that she decided that she was going to have to take Colleen down.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So, she took out a bunch of cash so that she didn't have to pay for anything that would leave a trace.
Good thinking.
She strapped on her adult diaper.
Strapped on her adult diaper.
And she made her way from Houston to Orlando.
Wait, but then you're just sitting in your
pee-pee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Is this the first time you realize
that? Well, but don't you get like you don't wipe?
Diaper rash is what you're asking about.
Yeah.
Maybe she had some cream.
But then you'd have to have a full diaper change. How do you get the cream under the poop?
She's not pooping. I looked it up and like the drive. That's
all I think about is shitting in a diaper.
It's pee pee only.
I did not, that not once did urine cross my mind. I'm thinking she's like gunning it and like driving, like bringing like listen to tunes and just like. I'm coming, William. Hope your heart is smelling. Mama's coming.
There's no way she was pooping. I looked up how long would it take to drive from Orlando to Florida or the other way around. And it was like
Orlando to Houston.
13 hours and 40 minutes.
You could hold your pee for 13 hours. Oh, no. Three kids? No, never mind.
C-sections.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know about that.
So.
C-sections. That's my favorite flex. I love it.
Thank you so much.
More of your husband's flex, but.
Okay. I got to get through this story.
Yeah.
So.
Grow up.
Like, you really just thought this is what was just sitting in shit.
I didn't even think of pee because I figured you could just take a quick pee. I figured shitting.
Do you not pee more often than you poop?
I do.
Okay, so.
Yes, I do not think logically, though. Okay? So, for my fucked up thought process, I'm just.
Just shitting yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. She's like,
come hell, high water, or diarrhea, I will reclaim my love for William.
Colleen, you dumb bitch. William's in Houston, though. She's driving away from him.
Oh, yeah. Bye, William.
So she made her way. And, you know, she knew exactly where she had to be and what time she had to be there because she was fucking all over Colleen's emails. Her sexy, right. Sexy emails.
Yeah.
And that brings us back to the event in the airport parking garage. Of course, it was everywhere that this extremely well-educated astronaut had worn diapers and tried to harm her ex-lover's new flame. And they were talking about it on late night TV. Like, I think it was on Jay Leno.
Everybody.
And on February 6th, she was held on $15,000 bail, but after they went through her car and found her soiled diapers and her kill kit, they bumped it up to $25,000.
Do you think like it's like, all right, we found diapers. Oh, we better lower it. Oh, we got a kill kit. You know, another way. Let's go up.
So she made bail and she was released, but she was ordered to wear a ankle monitor to track her.
I was wondering where you're going with that. Diapers. All right, you know what? It's like when you catch your kid smoking, you make them smoke a whole pack. All right, you know what? You want to wear a diaper?
Put nine on.
You have a quart ordered diaper.
She's just got all the chafing on the inside of her thighs. You can't walk anymore. Yeah, well, fuck, that'll teach you.
Should've done that before you shit your pants all the way from Houston to Florida trying to get laid. Also, you should probably see a doctor.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, just imagine that, too. Like, you're trying to, like, and she had, like, these sexy bondage photos, and, like, this love letter to him and stuff. And then she's like, wink, and he's like,
bags of toilet behind her. The bondage pictures.
She's just got one of these diaper genies. Broop,
broop. The diaper genie.
You can't even smell it now.
Oh, my God.
It's made it past the seal.
Oh, what are the bondage pictures? What are the restraints? Just the little strap from the diapers.
Oh, my God. God. Oh, this poor woman. So, you know what? You do everything right.
I know.
Your entire life. You're an exemplary.
One? Yes.
One fucking diaper.
Yep. Well, and- two, but I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. One incident as a, yeah.
And all of a sudden your name is Mud. But like maybe, maybe he didn't see it the same way that we would, because it's like, he's used to astronaut diapers, right?
That's true.
Like, he went into that knowing this bitch has worn a diaper before. You know what
or
I mean?
Or maybe he's just like, you know what? That is dedication. All right.
Somebody you know what? Really cares about me.
Yeah.
That's all I see. Colleen. The last time you wore a diaper bitch. For me. Call me handsome. How boring. How vanilla is that? This bitch is wearing a fucking diaper. She's wearing a Pampers over here. So, you know, after all of this stuff and after Jay Leno was making fun of her, she tried to retract what she said about wearing the diapers to collect her urine, which is very specific to me. It really paints a picture.
Well, it just seems like it's the definition of the diaper.
It just really paints a picture, though. Like, I visualize the collection.
Catching the pee.
It's not great.
Yeah.
So she attempted to say that, you know, she only had them in her vehicle for work, but they were unused. They weren't unused. Mm-hmm. They called them soiled diapers.
Yeah, you didn't have diapers, you need.
So, I mean, the fact that they found them soiled, it didn't help her case. And NASA was now also humiliated. P-Pants McGillicuddy over here. So, her defense attorney tried to use the insanity to plead because...
What's your defense? Your Honor, did you see the case? You see the diaper thing?
What do you want from me?
I don't know what else.
I think you should figure this out on your own. So because officers did not completely receive consent to search her car, majority of the evidence was inadmissible.
Oh.
Officers said that they asked her if they could search her car, and she nodded.
But you have to say
I think it's got to be a little bit more than a nod. So Lisa Wood, she actually went against her lawyers, and she withdrew her insanity plea in 2009. And she would plead guilty to burglary, which I don't...
What did she burglarize?
I don't know. Maybe she stole the diaper from a baby.
No. It's like, damn it. What's this? A 2-month-old? No, I need something like that. We got anything in like a 14-month-old?
Is there an 18-month-old anywhere around here? There he is. Caden, get over here.
Fat babies over here. I think once you put her hands in the car...
Bingo bongo.
I think that might be a burglary.
I think you're
thing.
Right. It's finicky, this silly law.
Mm-hmm. The silly law.
Silly burglary. Law. So she pled guilty to burglary and misdemeanor battery. But at the end of it all, Lisa Nowak only served the 2 days that she spent in jail before she bailed herself out. And she was given 1 year of supervised probation.
I think that the execution she received in the court of public opinion is punishment enough.
I really do feel like she would have killed this lady if she was able to, though.
Oh, really?
Well, look at the stuff that she had in her bag. She had...
Oh, yeah, the kill kit.
She had... bags, rubber gloves, an airsoft gun. What the fuck are you going to do with an airsoft gun?
I think you brandish it. I think do they look like real guns?
I don't.
So I think it's like, all right, I got a real gun. Why'd you say real? The fact you said real makes me think it's
not a real gun. That's actually what I always say to people when I'm trying to.
Okay. You know what? I just kind of look at this as like a fun.
She had rubber tubing. I feel like I should figure out where what maybe a catheter.
Yeah.
She's just...
Why not? She just hates going to the toilet.
She's super creative about ways to get urine out of her body.
Anti-stall, apparently. Talk about the ultimate in home game. Will not do an away game, no matter what.
Which, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No, I'm fully with her.
Yeah, I only away game pee-pee.
So... thank you so much for that.
I can't away game poops.
I'm thrilled to hear that.
Unless I'm in a body of water.
So
these DMs are open.
By the end of it all, she only served those 2 days. And, oh, she was also ordered to stay away from Colleen.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, pretty safe bet. So, which she agreed to, and she apologized on the stand to Colleen, who said that she did not buy the apology. She said that Lisa Nowak is a very good actress, and that was why, you know, out of the kindness of her heart, she opened her car window that day only to get pepper sprayed in the face. Both Bill and Lisa would admit to the 2-year affair that they had, and they would become the first astronauts ever to be dismissed by NASA.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess it's a pretty exclusive club. You wouldn't fuck it up once you're up there.
Yeah, I guess so. And in 2008, Lisa's husband of 19 years, Richard, filed for divorce, which makes sense.
Oh, 2008. She's so 2008.
Her kids are now grown, and I can't even imagine what the fuck these poor kids probably went through.
I know.
They had to hear all about their mom's diaper stuff, which is like, no, thank you.
What are their names? Pamper? Depend? No, they would never.
Huggies.
Huggy and Pamp?
It just one's name is Kirkland. Wow. We were on a budget that year. But now, you know, she lives alone in Texas and she works in the private sector. Colleen said that she felt as if it was her fault. Like, you know, because she was a pilot, like she worked. Everybody was saying, like, come on, fucking ease up on NASA.
Really?
Yeah. She said that she was working with the Air Force and they were not impressed with all the attention that this was getting. And they just wanted her to make it go away.
That's fucking terrible.
Colleen and Billy both retired from the military in 2008 and they married in 2010 because this romance story is like the notebook.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. They now have a 12-year-old son together and they live in southern Alaska where Billy grew up.
Wow.
And I'm going to go off the record here and just say my own personal opinion. I hope they're living in marital bliss, but I, from what I've just read and uncovered about Billy, I think that he sounds like a nightmare.
Mm.
He cheated on his first wife. The lady he had an affair with had a key to his apartment while he was with his new girlfriend. Yeah. You know, she's storing her bike there. He calls her Lisa during sexy times. And then she has to move to Alaska with him from Florida.
Good call.
She lived in Florida and she had to move to Alaska because that's when he knew. And yeah, that's a pretty tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, how's he get any cards in this relationship?
Fuck this guy. So in 2016, Colleen Shipman released a paranormal romance novel.
Casper fan fiction?
It's called Eerie. And she said,
yeah. That- yeah. I know.
She said,
it's called Bye-Bye Erection.
She said, it's about a monster emerging in the dark, tapping into childhood fears. And she did say that the crime against her gave her some ideas for her book.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I did not talk about the diapers. Actually, you know what? I think we talked about it enough. We have a whole section that I'm like, you didn't talk about it enough. You can talk about it now if you want to. I think we did talk about it.
It's funny, though. I only kind of really looked at it as not a whimsical, but just like a fun crime because it was like an astronaut in a diaper. You forget beyond the headline. Like, I never once thought like that you thought she could actually kill this girl, Colleen. Yeah. Like, I never even once.
You're like, what's she going to throw in her diaper?
Shit on her to death.
Oh, God. Okay, and look.
Yeah?
I brought you these.
What you got?
I got you chocolate. Well, I didn't get them for you.
Oh, good. Chocolate. I'm so hungry for a brown treat after this discussion.
My girlfriend Michelle gave me these, and she said because of our St. Paddy's Day episode, she could hear audibly that you were drunk after drinking one beer. So she was like, look, this way you can give him like a little snack and he can pretend like he's being naughty, but he won't get too drunk.
Is there booze in these?
Oh, God. Probably enough to get you wasted.
That is amazing.
Imagine you just get shit canned on the podcast.
Oh, my God. Can I eat one of these right now?
I don't know.
Come on.
Can you? What if you're going to be hungover tomorrow? Do you have to do anything?
I don't think so.
What's going to happen? Oh, God. He's wearing a diaper tonight for sure.
Wow. These are amazing. Who got this?
My friend Michelle.
Michelle? Oh, let's have a Mount Gay.
Yeah.
Jamaican rum.
Oh my God, I'm horrified. They look like little bottles.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Do you feel like a giant right now?
Yeah, do you want a...
No, uh-uh. Southern I don't want comfort? Anything. I don't want a chocolate with alcohol in it. It grosses me out.
Chocolate and alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, my nephew, who I love unconditionally, told me that his favorite chocolate is orange, and I think we're done here.
Like the ones that you crack... You know what? Every time somebody talks about those chocolates to me, or like I hear... It brings me back to grade 5 because we had Secret Santa and the person that had me didn't get me anything.
Oh.
And my teacher had like one of those oranges in his drawer that he just like gave me as like a pity gift.
Like,
thanks. Loser. This guy's wearing a diaper tonight for sure. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Is there alcohol in it?
It tastes like alcohol.
Can I see? Does it have any like alcohol ratings on it? Mm-hmm. Is alcohol called ratings?
Yeah, it tastes like a little bit of booze.
Oh, God. Here he goes.
Mount Gay. Shout out to Gary Kennedy. That's his favorite booze.
Matt's going
to
be making a whole bunch of...
Calling his own?
A whole bit. What is it called when you do like late night drunk booty calls?
Mm. I think that's what it is.
Product of Poland.
Drunk dialing? What?
Product of Poland. It's like I made these. I'm Polish.
Nice.
Mm. Barely Polish.
Oh, yeah.
Is there alcohol? Oh, look at Max. Alcohol content, minimum 1.4%, maximum 3.9%.
Whoa.
That's almost a beer.
Okay, can I be honest with you?
You're going to shit your pants right now.
I'm feeling a little like, because I could taste that booze, but I it's got to be placebo. It's got to be. Like, I'm so easily suggested.
You are really, because remember that time we were recording and then you were totally fine and then you saw that it was 10:40 and you're like... I'm a sweepy widow tiger. That's what you said.
That's, yeah. Is that a placebo effect? Yeah, well, it is. Yeah it's sure. A fake. Yeah. That I was, but I was. I
and then your eyes got all glossy.
Bagged.
Done.
Yeah. Done. Hilarious.
All right. Well, that does it for our recording, and it's 10:14. So
whoop, whoop.
Bedtime.
All righty.
Okay. Bye.